Hey everybody, welcome to Snapcast. I'm Alex.
I'm Jerry.
And that's it for this week.
Yeah. Just us.
This week, we're going to catch up on news that's been going on here. And then also, we're going to talk about what we want out of Modern Masters 2017. So first off, what have you been up to, Jerry?
So I haven't been up to much going outside of the bedroom by playing more on Magic Online. I've been touching a little bit of Standard. Just a little bit, primarily just playing green-black snake. It's kind of been my take on the format. Like the deck, does good things.
Yep, I've also been playing some Standard. I played in a PBTQ this last weekend, top 8ed, and lost to a good matchup where I just drew some god-awful game 2 and 3s.
Wah, wah.
My draws just didn't come together. Yep, it happens.
What are you playing in Standard right now?
Red black, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Still playing the red black aggro.
Dude, I'm
gonna run into the ground.
I'm proud of you, man. Don't play the meta. You play into them and beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, I played Mardu vehicles twice at that PPTQ and just destroyed them. Like, wasn't even close.
Like, wasn't that how your PPTQ started? Was just Mardu vehicles back to back?
Yeah,
that's great. That's got to be the best feeling in the world. Just going into your best matchup and then monkey stomping it.
Oh, it was actually great because I had the round one bye also. I had 39 people. I hit the round one bye. So I went bye, best matchup.
39,
I was like, okay.
39 folks, that's a six rounder, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you basically just had one more and you were winning in?
Yeah. That's I locked up top 8 real quick.
That's great. Oh, that's so good. So good.
Yeah. And then the weekend before that, I played Modern IQ, which... as many of you know, I do not like Modern, but I decided to play some Lantern because I do enjoy that deck. Ended up going 5-2 and not making top 8, sitting at like 10th, I think, at the end of the day, and hit like 4 bad matchups. I hit Infect twice and Grixis twice, splitting with both of those. So
that's great.
Yeah, I'll take the splits on those matchups, but...
From what we mentioned though, about like a week or so ago, we were all talking like, "Hey, you're playing Lantern. Bobby's playing Lantern. I wouldn't mind playing Lantern." And we finally convinced, you know, Rob wants to play Lantern in Vegas. It's like, do we all just want to play Lantern?
Right.
Do we all just want to sit here and troll people?
Speaking of which, segue. It won GP Brisbane.
Woot!
yeah. Yeah. Notable mention there is it's still on the Infernal Tutor plan and no Pyroclasm.
Yeah.
So it's on that version of Lantern. There's a couple like small little tweaks and flavors of Lantern. So
I like the Mishra's Bauble innovation. That was pretty spicy. I liked it. Can you explain that to me?
Basically, it's for if you don't have Lantern of Insight, you can still take a look at your opponent's top card. So like turn one, you can go with like Codex Shredder, Bauble, get a look and see if you need to mill them or not.
Get Rex Scrub.
Yep, and also digs you deeper than on, you know, early turns to get to the bridge faster and things.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's just people don't respect the deck enough. I've noticed that on like the free to play things like Cockatrice and whatever the other one is, OCTGN. You know, people immediately dodge it. You have to respect this deck now. In the past 2 years, it has won 2 GPs. This is a non. You cannot ignore this.
Yep.
Like this is. You need to play test against
it. It's a real deck.
Yeah, it's real. I've accepted it. You know, if you would have asked me 2 to 3 years ago, I'd have told you it's a gimmick. Nah, I don't believe that anymore.
I mean, I actually, the first time I remember seeing a deck list for Lantern, this was well before it had won a Grand Prix or anything. I remember bringing it up to the local game store and talking to like you and Bobby when we were first, you know, hanging out and playing Magic. And like asking you guys what you thought of the deck list, and you guys are like, just, "How does it win? It doesn't win. What does it do?" And I'm like, "I think it's all right."
What does this thing do? You just mill one at a time. Just one at a time, baby. It's just
top control. Like, it's funny because people don't realize with the deck, the game's over on turn 3. Like, if I have the bridge on turn 3, the game's over. You just have to play out the rest.
No, I'm not gonna like. I'm smart enough. I've played the deck enough to know that if they have, you know, Lantern, 2 Shredders, and a bridge, I'll stop there. We'll go to next game. I'm not gonna drag the timer out.
Yeah, there are. It's hit or miss. I get a lot of scoops on game 1, to like get into game two and make sure they have time for game three to potentially win. And then I get people that just don't understand.
Yeah.
Because like Lantern's a weird deck because I can only play as fast as my opponent. Like all my decisions are actually very easy. It's just you mill one or not. Like that's pretty much it. Mill two, you're drawing a safe card for me, or I'm not going to mill you at all. But like my opponents take so much thought on their decisions of what is he, especially they haven't played the deck. They're like, what is he trying to do? Like, what is going on here? Like,
yeah, just you're gonna, I'm gonna make sure you draw nothing but irrelevant chaff the entire game. And in my case, when I play Lantern, I play Thopter Sword. So if you're gonna make me play out game one, I'm not even gonna mill you. I'm gonna let you draw that card if it does nothing to me. And when the timer hits, I'm gonna kill you on turn one of turns. Just with an army of Thopters, because I can.
Right.
And those are the freest of free wins.
That's also where Lantern gets a bad rap, though, too, if intentionally going the time.
Yeah, that's when you get great.
And then, it makes a lot of people mad. But.
And you mentioned GP. You know, Lantern won Brisbane. It's come back to the Western Hemisphere. The complete opposite won that GP. Death Shadow Zoo. It still exists without Probe.
Well, see, Death Shadow Zoo is a miss.
It's like a misnomer
on that.
I'll agree to that.
It's Delirious Jund, I think, is the better name.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's relying on Traverse the Oven World. Like, it's relying more on Goyfs and Lilianas. Because like in the previous Death Shadow, you ran like one Goyf because it was just too slow. You were like super aggressive with like Step Lynxes and Wild Nacatls and Swift Spears. Now all those things are gone. And now you're a little bit bigger and you're like, I'm going to play Goyfs and Death Shadows and back it up with like Lilianas and then eventually Teemer Batarage you.
Yeah. I honestly did. I kind of like this deck almost better than Original Jund because of its... Original Jund is and still is technically a proactive deck, but occasionally it's nothing but reactive. Sometimes you just get that hand of bolt, terminate, abrupt decay, and three lands. You'll never draw a threat, you'll draw a bunch of lands, and you'll just lose the game because they'll just, you know, Modern is all about being proactive, and they'll hit nothing but threats. This deck, this version of it, shows that this deck is just truly just proactive, get in and throw things down. I'm going to kill you with this Death Shadow, kill you with this Goyf, kill you with the man land. Does this run a man land? No. Some versions ran it, some versions didn't. But, sweet list. I like it. Super proactive. It's what you want to be doing in Modern.
Yeah, I agree. I've never been a fan of control in Modern, which is another one. I've spoken many a time on my issues with Modern, and that is one of them.
Yeah.
That there is just no control. But, no, there's, like, as much as I hate on the format, it is diverse. You know, there's nothing super crazy going on right now.
Yeah. I think the greatest innovation with it is because it went to this slower, and I say that in quotations, has this slower version of the deck. I love Traverse the Elvenwald. That is a very powerful card. It makes Worldly Tutor. It makes just the best-looking Worldly Tutor you've ever seen. It's as close as we're going to get to the actual card itself. And it goes directly to your hand instead of on top of your library. So I thought I was going to get rid of my Traverse the Elvenwalds. Nah, I'm keeping them because I'm short, you know, out of my personal stuff, I'm short three cards. And they're all Tarfires to play this list.
I have Tarfires for you, dog. I got you.
And there we go. So I can, you know, this is.
Because I had them for the original Death Shadow.
Got to have that tribal, man. This is the first deck I've also seen that is dedicated to making Goyf 8/9 as fast as humanly possible. We've never actually seen that. You know, Tarmogoyf being the card that it is, it was always based on, you know, it just gets better by just the virtue of playing Magic. Oh, I got this instant that kills your creature and these fetch lands. Goyf's now 3/4 for 2 mana. That's good enough, and it just gets better with more sorceries, this, that, and the other thing. First actual Magic deck I've ever seen that's dedicated to it. And I love it. Good deck.
I like that innovation, too, because then they drop Becomements because you don't want to delve things away because you want to make your Goyfs huge.
Yeah.
They've kind of given up on the combo aspect of just Becomements, Teemer Batarage you on turn three, and they're more of, I'm going to Teemer Batarage and kill you. It's going to be like turn four or five, but like in the meantime, I just have this huge creature you can't deal with.
Yeah, this Tarmogoyf is going to swing 16 at your face, and you're going to deal with it.
Yeah. It's just, this deck really falls prey to if Modern decks start picking up Fatal Push, though.
And that's the thing. Modern is not a friendly form. Like, apparently Fatal Push is not the thing to do unless the deck you're playing is Death Shadow. It plays most lists were running, if I'm not mistaken, it was just three. They weren't on the full playset.
I mean, they get to turn it on very quickly with they're running a bunch of fetch lands anyway and Mishra's Bubble. They can turn it on anytime.
Matter of fact,
but
let's see here. Oh, Sam Black was only running one copy. Jerry Thompson was running three, and Josh Utter Layton, also known as Raptor, he was running three. So that was pretty good. Fine card is fine.
Yeah, no, I think it's really good in the format. Like, it hits the sweet spot of let me kill your Goyf.
Let me kill your Goyf or your Kalidus or whatever, you know, kill everything.
Yeah. There's not many creatures in Modern besides, like, Primetime that it doesn't hit. And even then, if they're casting Primetime, you're dying, so.
Yep. Yeah, you're dying very much.
Yep. All right. Also, there was a packaging announcement. It originally came out like, I don't know, Toy Fest or something. There's some convention that this originally came out, and then Wizards went ahead and put it on their website. It's the packaging for Modern Masters 2017 is coming out. Amonkhet is coming out. As well as then the Planeswalker decks for Amonkhet and that kind of stuff. So we'll start with the less exciting first, which is Amonkhet.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah. Walk like I mean, so things confirmed is in the Planeswalker deck, we have Gideon and Liliana. So we know they're there and they're getting Planeswalker cards again. Which this falls in that weird area where Gideon shouldn't be in standard right now. He should have rotated out and he's not going to. So now there's going to be two Gideons fighting each other again. And I don't think the new one's going to be better than Ally of Zendikar. Because that card is just nutters.
Yeah, Ally of Zendikar probably, like, back when they did bannings, probably should have went, but it won't. And it's just... I was hoping kind of along the same lines you mentioned earlier that, you know, we were wanting to see the Gatewatch go away, the Jastis League, so to speak. And they're still here. It's another Jace story, or the group.
Yeah. And that's because... What we were talking about before we started here, and what I had mentioned was in their article online, they showed some pictures of just random cards, not the text or anything like that, just the pictures, and one of them is Nissa, which is upsetting for me because I was hoping Garrick was going to be in Amonkhet, like Nicol Bolas recruited him or something. Like, I actually just wanted like kind of like Planet Hulk kind of thing where they just stumble across him in like an arena. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I know what you mean.
I want Gideon to get like enslaved and have to fight in like a pit, and then he just has to fight Garrick. Like,
yeah, something like that. I want get me a Planeswalker back. I agree with you.
Right, and then also like he needs to finish his arc. Like, he had the arc of being, you know, corrupted by Liliana, so he was green black, and, you know, he's starting to hunt other Planeswalkers and things. So, like, he needs to finish this out, and I think a good finish for that would be he gets recruited by Nicol Bolas, which, sure, the Gatewatch is coming to a head with, but it plays like a new kind of story role where you're kind of rooting for a guy that's on the other side here, and, you know, Jace or something can get in his head and bring him back to the good side and stuff, and after him and Liliana duke it out for a little bit, like
Oath of Nicol Bolas, here it comes, kids.
Right. And really the only mission of Nicol Bolas in this is the full art lands, where his, you know, crown monument is in the back of all of them, which those art lands do look extremely good.
Yeah, they look great. I just, you know, I wish they would have just stuck with full arts in Kaladesh.
Right. Yeah. We were talking about, I don't like lands with the mana symbol, or, you know, even old ones like tap, make this, like that kind of box is just,
it's outdated. Awkward. It's outdated. It's awkward. I get the argument that the idea is that it's supposed to be shorthand to help players understand the concept of a mana pool, but there are better ways to explain mana pool than making awkwardly looking magic cards, in my opinion.
Yeah, we can clean it up, get some better looking cards here. I think they could go full art from here on out. Like, yeah, full arts aren't going to hold value that way, but, like, who cares? I want some sweet pimp lands in my deck. Like,
yeah. I want some full... I want, like... Because I got those... Like, I got 10 full art foil mountains, so whenever I put Burn together or Valakut, I just get to show them off, and people are like, oh, those are so pretty, those look so good. Like, they even look better than foil versions of box basics, is what I've been calling them recently. Like, they just look better. It's insane to me. Like, imagine if Storm Planes had been a full art foil.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Gina.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because, like, it sucks because, like, Kaladesh had one of my favorite art lands in a long time. And like, it, for those of you that know me, I like to play kind of more obscure, pimpier lands, like Foil Mercadian Masks and stuff like that. Like, I like to play things that aren't just unhinged full art, or, you know what I mean? Like, I like to pimp out my land base, but I want it to be different. But, like, the Cathedral Mountain in Kaladesh is one of my favorite mountains in a long time. I've been playing red-black this whole time where I'm running, like, 9 basic mountains. And so I'm running these mountains because I love the art so much. But God, are those lands god-awful with the text box.
It feels so bad. Like, for those who've seen me play with any type of black magic deck, I play foil versions of the Lorwyn Garden Swamps. And I want that full art. I want Wizards to go back and be like, all right, these are our best basic lands we've ever made. Let's make a set where we just make full arts of these. Let's just go with it.
Right. You could even, like, sell, like, a fat pack that's just, like, some booster packs and new full art lands, and I would buy that.
Yeah, I'd buy it in a heartbeat. So I haven't actually bought Magic cards outside of Limited. You know, it'd be a great way to get me back into buying some stuff.
Exactly. But then we can move on here to Modern Masters 17. Comes out soon. Spoiler season starts this Monday, actually, the 26th, the Monday of this, previous or after this recording. But we got Dominaraid, Grizzlebrand. What is the angel you had earlier?
Oh, a Stoic Archangel.
Stoic Archangel. And then a Mystery Blue Mage is on the box. We think it's blue. Obviously, the art's blue. That doesn't mean it's necessarily blue. It could just be blue tinted to go with Modern Masters.
I mean, if you look at Domri, if you look at Domri Raid, his background is white and blue. Clearly, he's not white and blue.
Right. So, I mean, it could be something else. But like the way he's holding a ball of light and stuff, it feels pretty blue. So there's been speculation: is this the new Snapcaster art? What is this thing?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark, and I think it's Ralzeric.
Not unreasonable.
I feel Ralzeric because lightning ball in his hand. That's what I think it is. And, they said they were going to focus on RTR and Innistrad. He was in RTR.
So yeah.
Possibly.
I don't know. I think I remember Rao having like a spikier flat top hair, and this guy's like bald though.
I remember that too. Like, he looked like the guy from Static X.
Yeah,
I agree with that. The reason why I don't think he is because Ralzeric was just never played in any format ever outside of Commander. So I can't see that.
He's pretty decent. Was it not Legendary, the Legacy cube, one of the cubes where you could get him and The take an extra turn artifact.
Okay, sure.
You could untap it.
Sure. Any cube. Yeah, all right, cube. You got me.
He does some dumb things with untapping in cube. Let's get real here.
He does. I'll agree with that. Untapping Thran Dynamo is busted. I'll agree.
Yeah, like, that ability is great. It's just in the standard format he was in, it just wasn't.
No, it never did anything in standard.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
It's tough. I'm really leaning towards like a Venser.
I think it's Venser without the helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know when Venser's Sojourn at the Plane Walker, he didn't have his helmet on. He just kind of had like short hair. I don't really remember.
He was holding the helmet. That was important.
Yeah, right. But I'm pretty sure, like, I don't know. That's my guess. I don't know what else it'd be.
Yeah,
it could be way off, and it's some black card.
But. It could be, hey man, it could be Spark Mage Apprentice. All right,
I don't think so. I don't. It's going to be a card that warrants, you know.
I would really.
He's not just pack art. He's like the display box art.
Yeah, I would really hope it's not a common, but
Right. So that's why I would also kind of lean towards like a Snapcaster, like an older grizzled Snapcaster who doesn't, you know, play soccer or Mega Man.
So we're at least 3 of 15 Mythics in. We know Gristlebrand is in, Domri Raid in, and Stoic Archangel's in. Good, bad, and
different. I mean, honestly, Stoic Archangel might be downgraded.
Yeah, you think she'd be downgraded? Yeah, I can agree with that.
I mean, she's real good, but I don't think she's Mythic level in a Modern Master set where like you have to pack a bunch of stuff in.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, her original printing, she was just rare, so she might be downgraded. I mean, there is the possibility because her in Limited was absolutely ridiculous. You just don't lose that game. So there is the possibility that she gets Mythic bumped for Limited purposes, which is why they designed these sets anyways.
I mean, that's reasonable, I guess. Because like, then there's other Mythics that could get downgraded to Rare and stuff. I guess I can understand that.
Yeah.
Which we're going to get more into that here in the second part.
Yeah, sure.
So let's move on here to a couple returns for tournament announcements here.
Yeah.
We have the return of Nationals.
Yes! Yes! So
that is a tournament that is happening again. I believe it's the same number of Planeswalker points as World Magic Cup to qualify, so like 500.
Yep, 500 will qual you.
Yeah, but and then the buy is just super high. It's like $4,000 or something like that.
Yeah, pretty much you have to be you had to have won something to have that many points in a season. You had to have actually won like a Grand Prix or an RPTQ, something of a high multiplier.
Yeah. And then also one-shot PTQs are back on Sundays of Grand Prix, which I think is great. I think that's way better than the Super Sunday series.
The Super Feel Bad series?
Yeah. Super Scrub series?
Yeah, Super Scrubs. Who's the best of the Scrubs? Let's find out.
Yeah. No, I think this is great, actually. No, I've always liked the PTQ system better than the PTQ system because I can get lucky one day and have like a hot streak and then it's over. I'm qualified for the Pro Tour. But like the PPTQ, I have to get lucky at a PPTQ. And then I have to play an RPTQ months later on a different day and try to get lucky again. Like, I don't know.
Nah, I'm glad one-shot PTQs are back. This is great. I hope they kind of just get rid of the PTQ series and just be done, like the PPTQs, and just be done with it. Like, you limit your PTQs to back what it was. So it was like 3 a season in your geographical region, and that's it. And you'd have like 100 or so people show up, and at 128, they'd give 2 invites to top 2. Or something like that. They might make it wider because there's more people that play Magic. I don't know.
Yeah, go to top 4 or something.
Yeah, I like that. I'm a fan of that.
It kind of merged the RPTQ into a single PTQ, so like top 4 makes Pro Tour or something.
But Nationals is back. I think that's like the most exciting part too, man. You get to, you know, you get the opportunity to represent, you know, I'm the best in the country right now. Like, I love that. People,
yeah, and then you get to play in the World Magic Cup too.
Yep. So you qualify for World Magic Cup. That's great. And I hope, you know, I hope I'll have time enough to hit it up, you know. I'll get the 500 points easy. Any one of us could do it as long as you play regular Magic. Getting to it might be the tough part because every year it seemed to take place in either Chicago, which right now is fine, or it would take place in Kansas City. So, man.
World Magic Cup was Kansas City. I think Nationals was more like East Coast, like D.C., if I remember.
That's right. It did take place in D.C. one year. They like to try and move it around, but I remember it like for like 3 years in a row back when I was living East Coast. It was all in the central United States. Which they were trying to like get like, oh, well, all you West Coast guys and all you East Coast guys, y'all come together in the center. Well, it didn't really happen that well that often.
Right. Last little thing to talk about here is standard incentives. So kind of like standard showdowns, Wizards is trying to make new promos and stuff to get you to play Magic. So for 15 weeks, or 15 events, I should say, stores are going to host. If you play 6 of them, you get a Battle for Zendikar dual land, so like Canopy Vista and those kind of things, with the Expedition art, but in the regular kind of standard frame. So it's not full art, but it is the Expedition art. And then they'll have 3 mats with Amonkhet art on it that they don't know yet because they haven't shipped, for the people who do the best out of, you know, these tournaments. Anything to like here, Jerry?
It's stuff. I like free stuff. It's nice that they're actually using alternative artwork. I'm just a little saddened that it couldn't have been Fastlands from Kaladesh, which are staying in standard longer. But it's fine.
It might be the next standard incentive cycle, though.
Possibly. I can see
maybe
that.
Maybe that's why they stepped it back to a couple sets, so that way they'd have time to, you know, catch up to themselves with releases or something.
However, it is nice that they chose rare dual lands, vice what they could have chosen. Like, I don't know, like how they've been doing, how they, you know, sometimes they just throw random FNM promos that nobody wants because it's an unplayable card.
Or like Call the Bloodline?
Yeah, Call the Bloodline or Rise from the Tides. Just silly draft cards that have no business being foil promos. But here they are.
Right. No, so get on for that. Maybe it'll get some more people to play. I think it's still fine. Like, and actually, it might end up that these are more rare than Expeditions.
That is a possibility. I didn't think of that. Can these? Do we know if these are going to be out there in foil?
I don't know. I don't know if they're foil or not, actually.
It would be a...
I'm going to guess they're not foil.
It'd be pretty spicy if there was a foil version of these out there. Just saying. Come on, Wizards. Hear me out. Get me a foil of these.
Right. But no, so we'll see what kind of value these hold. I mean, it's not going to be a lot. Even the Expeditions are not a lot for these lanes because they're not played outside of Standard. And I don't know many people that want to Expedition out their Standard decks. So,
nah, there's not much of that going on right now.
But we'll see. We'll see if it helps or not. All right, that pretty much covered all the news and stuff we wanted to get through. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back and talk about some Modern Masters 2017. Welcome back, everybody. For this part here, we're going to be talking about Modern Masters. Once again, we mentioned it in the first part, but it comes out 26th is spoiler season, or 27th, sorry, is when spoiler season starts. So we're going to talk about kind of what we want to see. What do we want for the set for value-wise, to bring some prices down? What do we want to see to play in Limited again? What do we think, you know, is there any kind of filler cards that you even want to see, or what kind of archetypes and things like that? So Jerry, let's start us off. What is, if you had to pick one mythic to print in this set, what would it be?
One mythic to print in this set, and what would it be? Really thinking about it, we need some, you know, we need copies of Liliana, man. That card's an unreasonable $100 to $110. I kind of want, you know, want more people to at least want to play Modern, and a Liliana printing is a good place to start.
No, I was going to agree with that. Actually, that's probably what I was going to say next time. I got to think of something else.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You did get me on that one. You got me on that one. Man, what would a good mythic reprint be? I mean, I'm probably just going to say Mox Opal, even though it's probably going to get banned. It's probably going to hit the Splinter Twin curse of let's print Splinter Twin in this Modern Masters and then ban it. So
I mean, that card should have been banned from the get-go. That's half the problem.
Yeah,
they're gonna
print
it.
I agree.
It's gonna be $100 freaking because it's Mox Opal. I'm exaggerating the price. It's gonna be $100-ish. Right. I don't know. And then it's just gonna get banned, and people are gonna lose mad value out of it. I mean, mad value.
Yeah, it's a $50 mythic right now, so that needs to come down on some price there also. And it's a staple of multiple decks, so like there needs to be copies.
Yeah, like Cheerios can't exist. Cheerios can't win without it on turn two. I mean, I guess it could try
Lantern Spirit needs Guide. It.
Lantern needs it to at least have more consistent turn threes. Affinity
won't exist without it.
Yeah, Affinity cannot function without it. I've tried it; it doesn't work. You're no longer that deck. You're slow enough to get clocked out. So, yeah, Mox Opal at least needs a printing because guess what we just named off? A combo deck, an aggro deck, and a control deck that all use it.
Yeah. And then once again, it'll get banned. Splinter Twin Curse, calling it now.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it, too. It's actually might be the better choice of compared to Liliana because she's only played in really one deck. And Mox
Green
Opal...
Green-Black X.
Good point. Green-Black X decks. But she's not played in, like... Esper Control, if that were to have ever existed, and it doesn't in my book, so whatever.
Right.
But I think Mox Opal.
It's not like Blue Black Fairies is like, here's Liliana. Like,
honestly, I thought they would have played it, but nope, can't do it. That's a Vendilion click spot, boys.
Right, right. So what archetype would you like to see, actually?
What archetype? Oh boy. Man, I want to see Limited Infect come back.
Oh, you're a saucy one.
Oh man, I want Limited. Like I think in Limited Infect was great, but it wasn't. They did it just right. All those ridiculous pump spells were never there.
Right,
and I think Limited Infect. Yeah, I want to see good old Plague Stingers and Blighted Agents be like the way to win a game of Magic in Limited.
All right, I can see that. For me, I actually want. Oh god, what is that stupid card called from Original Innistrad? Because they said they're doing the spider summoning.
Oh, spider spawning.
Spider spawning. Yeah, yeah. Let's bring that deck back. Doesn't even have to be an archetype. Just that card.
Just that card. Like, self mill will figure itself out archetype. At that point.
Yeah, it makes its own archetype.
Yeah, there you go. I actually thought about saying that, and I'm like, nah, that's too easy. And I'm like, ah, here we go.
I'll take the easy out. I don't care.
I took the easy out for Mythic to come back. So. We'll split that.
You know, it would be a sweet deck to play in that limited, because it'd be like one of the few times you could do it. Pack Rat and Spider Spawning.
Oh, jeez. That would be so great. I think if they were to reprint Pack Rat, I think they have to Mythic bump that.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Yeah, we saw what that did in RT. It was like... We saw what it did in RTR Limited. The man who picked Pack Rat, if you had two Pack Rats, you could arguably make a 38 Swamp 2 Pack Rat deck, and that's your Magic deck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's a very reasonable way to win games in Magic.
They said they were highlighting RTR and Innistrad, so.
Incoming Pack Rat. Hey, man, if they reprint Pack Rat, they got to reprint, what was that card called again? One mana, buyback 3, put out. A 1/1 sapling token.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember that.
That card that just wiped out Time Spiral Limited.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you thought you were going to do cool things with Suspend and such. Nope, we're just going to spit tokens and go with it. And the worst part was common.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll print buyback as a feature in this Modern Masters at the common level.
I don't know if there's not, like, the best buybacks aren't in Modern, so.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely correct about that. Like, only
you're not getting Capsize or, like.
No, we're not getting any of that crazy stuff. We're not getting any of the unfair stuff. Come on, man.
But I'm like, it's not unfair. It's just boomerang every turn. Your opponent can deal with that, right?
Like, I want some clock spinning, man. I want to buy back a clock spinning to pull off time counters. Yeah, that would have been great for the first Modern Masters. Probably not this one.
Yeah, I mean, the second one had proliferate stuff, so.
Good point. Proliferate. I wonder, can you proliferate time counters? Is that a thing?
Yes, I would guess, yeah. Actually, I think a sweet one would be the Selesnya guild's ability, make copies of tokens.
Populate.
Yeah.
Not proliferate, but populate. I think
that'd be a sweet one to have in Limited. It was good in that Limited. Like,
I don't know, like a featured populate, a self mill strat, infect, like we said. What other create?
Please don't do Hellbent. Please don't do Hellbent, Wizards.
Yeah, don't do Hellbent. That's, don't do that.
That mechanic is so bad. You try every set. Like,
it broke one card sideways. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, now there's what, like Asylum Visitor and, the red-black guy that people try to play every now and again. Blood Hall Priest. Like, it's just never good.
I mean, Avatar...
Lupine Prototype? Come on.
Avatar of Discord was a sweet Magic card.
Yeah, but that was different.
Yeah. It made Hellbent try to work. Is the only reason people tried to make that work.
Yeah. No, just don't do it, Wizards. Like, there's always one archetype in the Modern Masters that's just... way worse than all the rest.
Yes.
Like, in the last one, it was Spirits. Let's get real here.
Actually...
I love me some Spirits, but it was real bad.
dude, I was able to make some Wax Mane Bakus do work. That card did work. Yeah,
still real bad.
Yeah, outside of Wax Mane, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, and the first Modern Masters is Proliferate.
Well, to the credit of Modern Masters, and this is kind of a little bit off topic, but people who haven't played Magic that long, who aren't familiar with it, how I was familiar with the first Modern Masters, this is me and one other guy, and we got past things we should have never been past. Like, I got past a Greater Gargadon because somebody thought it was bad.
Fair.
Like, you see, like, that's going to happen. So you can make the really bad strategy work out for you.
Yeah.
I mean, because...
Actually, I think... No. I'm trying to remember. I think OG Modern Masters, the worst was the five color.
Oh yeah. What do they call it again? Five color
with the Phoenix and the Knight and
Head Tribal Flames.
Domain. Yeah.
Like if they'd printed Matka Rioters, and outside of uncommon, had it been more common of a pickup, it would have been great.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I mentioned a rare bump, like. What cards do you want to see get rare bumps if they were to get printed for the limited format?
Well, it's a card I want to see printed, and I think you will have to get rare bumped for the limited format, and we need it to get the price down and more copies of it, and that's Engineered Explosives.
Ooh, I did not think of that.
Yeah, I don't need that at rare and limited.
No, no one does. I don't want to get blown out. But we need
more copies of it. So,
yeah, we do. Like, there's no reason that card should be $50.
Right.
Like, that's really expensive it's a really good card and does a lot of things. But $50 for a card that does one thing?
Wow. It's played in, Ban Eldrazi at this point? It's the only thing that runs it?
It's played in quite a few decks, actually. It's played in Ban Eldrazi. Jund plays it. Abzan plays it. Anyone trying to play Blue X Control decks plays it, so they're keeping the price of the card up. Red-White Prison plays it. And then Legacy, you have Eldrazi can play... not Eldrazi, I'm sorry. Who else plays it? I know there was a Legacy deck that was playing it, and it was to answer Chalice of the Voids.
Probably like Bomberman or some dumb stuff.
It was Sultai. Sultai Control was playing a two of it, so they could have multiple ways outside of Abrupt Decay and Force of Will to deal with Chalice of the Void or Thorn of the Amethyst.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, the card does see way too much play to not get a printing. You could make the argument and say that it is the most played sideboard card in Modern right now.
Yeah, I can see that. Now that not everyone's running Relic and Rest in Pieces and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
What about you? What do you want to see bump to?
Man, what do I want to see get the bump? That is a tough question. I want to plead the fifth, but I'm not going to plead it that easily. No. I want to see Living Weapon cards get bumped up to uncommon in general. The common ones were a little too OP. Because Living Weapon itself is it was the mechanic that allowed you to put a germ token attached to something, and the one mana equipment that gave a creature +1/+1, that on top of the infect dudes and you having a 1/1 threat was way too much and way too powerful at the common level. So if they bring back Living Weapon, which I find that a suspect thing to do for artifacts this time around, they need to get rare bumped to uncommon and rares appropriately.
Gotcha. I guess the archetype we didn't mention, which is pretty obvious. I don't know why I missed it, is Reanimator, because of Grizzlebrand. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's an Unburial Rites deck in the format.
Yeah, Unburial Rites will probably, Unburial Rites Dream Twist, and you get to do the whole self mill thing or reanimation thing.
Yeah. And then there'll probably be Nacatl Zoo with Dami Raid.
Okay, yeah, because we got Domri Raid coming. We know Domri Raid's coming back. You don't put an artwork you don't put the artwork of the card on a box and not print it.
Right.
Honestly, I think the mechanic of the set for red and I think the mechanics might be multicolor based.
I mean, that's not unreasonable.
Not necessarily all the RTR multicolor mechanics, but they could go back and like, oh, we're going to bring back the Bloodthirst mechanic, which was fine and limited.
I mean, the Angels from Shards, so.
Yeah, because, Exalted's probably coming back, and it's coming back on white cards.
I mean, we need more Nobles, so that's fine.
We need more Nobles, yeah. Wouldn't that be something if Noble got rare bumped to Mythic in this set? Oh, that'd be garbage.
It won't get bumped to Mythic, but I don't see that happening.
Nah, me neither.
So what kind of uncommons do you think we need in this set?
Uncommons? Man, I want to see Fatal Push so bad, but I know the truth.
Already.
Get me my foil Fatal Pushes in Modern Masters. Modern Masters 2019, I'm looking at you. But on a more reasonable note, I guess Path to Exile, weirdly enough. Again, it's a $10 uncommon still.
Fair.
Like, why?
Actually, the one that caught me off guard of how expensive it was the other day was Lightning Helix.
Really?
It's $5.
Really?
Yes.
It was printed 3 times.
A lot.
4 times. Yeah. Okay. It was printed in one actual standard set. The other right. 3 times, it was a commander box, an arch enemy box, and it was a, for those of you who dual remember, deck. A player, no, I'm sorry, not arch enemy. It was dual deck. You're right. And it was a, what do you call it again? For those of you old enough to remember, it was a player's reward.
Yeah.
Because,
Yeah, no, Lightning Helix is $5, so, like, that needs to see play.
Yeah, like, it sees play in, what, one deck? I'm sorry, two? I guess we got to start calling Red-White Prison a deck now in Modern.
Right.
Because it did top 8 at Grand Prix.
Yeah. I mean, Death Shadow was playing it here and there as a sideboard card to, like, change the math real quick.
Make the math real good in your favor right quick.
Yeah.
Or bad if you screw over your Death Shadow.
Burn's going to kill me? Okay, hold on.
Oh, wait. Affinity versus Death Shadow? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Those are some great fun. That's some good, clean Modern right there. I do not care. No, it's
not. Every time I play Death Shadow, and the only time I would lose to Affinity is they top deck Reno Plating.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
Because like I just couldn't play around it. Like
You just got to accept
that. I had to race, so I need you to not draw this card.
I need you to not draw this, and I need my teamer Battle Rage stat.
Yeah.
Actually, you mentioned Affinity. Inkmoth Nexus needs a printing.
Yeah, it does.
It needs, because was it printed in Modern Masters?
I don't remember.
I know there's a WMCQ foil out there of it.
Yeah.
And I definitely know we got the one standard printing of it. The card's still expensive. Like, it really? Like,
yeah. That would fit your Infect theme, so you could be happy about that.
Yeah, like, it fits the Infect theme I was looking for, like you say, and it's a card that actually needs it. Like, it's unreasonable that a single man land that's a 1/1, nonetheless, is worth $50, or whatever its ridiculous price tag, because it always bounces between 30 to 70, give or take the time of year, and how good Affinity and Infect are doing.
Yeah. Actually, another uncommon cycle, I would actually like this cycle. I want the multicolor lands, activated lands. Gavinny, Kessig Wolf Run. The Loot House, Desperate Lighthouse.
All 10 of them, or just the you know, whichever ones that matter, or how do you want to go about that?
I mean, if they're doing multicolor, whatever ones they're doing.
Okay. Yeah, man, I would.
Vol of the Archangel would be fine too. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. That'd be great. Loot House being in the format alongside your reanimator theme.
Right. Just like Wolf Run with Domri. Like,
why not? That was a standard thing. Let's bring in the limited too, because reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Gavinny and that angel. That's fine.
Yeah, Fatal Push can't come fast enough.
Actually, kind of going with that, what cycles do you want to see?
I want to see Living Weapon come back. It really was a very strong artifact cycle, and they need one. That's the one I want to see come back. I don't want to see the, like, what they did last time was the Esper colored artifacts alongside the affinity cards from Mirrodin. Nah, I want to see Living Weapon come back. It was a very strong mechanic. Like I said, if you rare bump it, but I was a fan of it itself. Fun to play. Yeah, Living Weapon's my choice.
Fair, fair. I'm trying to think. Actually, you know what? Oh, we can't do that. Dang it. I was like, oh, I want to see the throwback cycle, but I was like, oh yeah, Hypergenesis is banned.
No Genesis for you, buddy. I mean, hey,
yeah, I was like, oh,
they printed Splinter Twin and banned it 6 months later. Why not just print a banned card anyways?
No, like I was just thinking, like, it'd be sweet. Like, you got a reanimator theme, so you can play like Living End, and then like Restore Balance is fine, and like Ancestral's unbanned, so you can play that. And I was like, oh, Hypergenesis is still banned.
Yep. And nobody plays Wheel of Fate.
I mean, I would limited.
Oh yeah, I would too in a heartbeat. I mean, it's still refresh, draw 7. Let's go, boys. Let's dance.
Yeah. Yeah. And you get first access with all your mana, so like it's fair and balanced. But yeah, then I was like, oh yeah, can't quite do that. It'd be such a good cycle for limited though too.
Yeah, it'd be great. I'd be all about it. Bring in some Cascaders too. Let's actually bring it in. Let's bring in the whole deck. Bring in Living End. Who cares? Let's just play it.
Yeah,
we got Self Mill and Living End. This is your format.
Fair enough. And maybe you can do a. Actually, I bet there'll be a off-color flashback cycle with Unburial Rites and Spider Spawning.
Oh, you mean like Unburial Rites, Spider Spawning, Rally the Peasants? I'm trying to remember the whole cycle. Like, I know what the cycle is.
Yeah, put that in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. The flashback cycle of... Because that's all in Dark Ascension. Like, that actually fits the theme of Innistrad. So...
Right.
Yeah. I'll buy that. I would love to see Rally the Peasants alongside, like, Goblin Tribal or whatever tribes they decide to do. That'd be pretty
just
nuts.
Just, like, Naya Zoo with Domrian and everything else that's going to be in that.
Yeah, sure. It'd be nuts. It'd be a great aggro deck.
Yeah.
So you want to know my beef with this Modern Masters?
Yeah.
Gristlebrand. This is now the, fifth printing of the card?
I mean, it's played Legacy more than Modern, so...
But it's still like, we don't need this many copies of it. The card has value at this point.
I'm upset that I'm going to RPG this weekend and get an Emrakul promo, because, like, I don't need more copies of that, more printings of that card either.
Yeah, that's another card that just doesn't need it. Like, instead of Gristlebrand, maybe it should have been not Archangel Avacyn, because that's the standard one. The original Avacyn, which is like $25 for no apparent reason outside of Commander.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. That card is expensive, and it's silly, because the card's not played in any tournament-constructed legal format. So maybe that should see a printing instead of Gristlebrand, but I'm just like, all right, sure, fine.
What about... The lesser remembered Avacyn from M15. Or no, yeah, M15.
The what?
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, what?
Yeah, nobody remembers that card.
What card is that? I gotta look this up now. You lost me here. Like, I'm like, I thought it was a library of cards. I'm actually looking up a card right now.
Yeah. I'm good about that.
There was an Avacyn in M15?
Yeah, I'm like 99% sure.
Wow! You're so right! What is this thing? Alright, card of the day. Avacyn Guardian Angel. Flying and Vigilance for 2 and 3 white. It's like 5-4. I mean, it's got a big butt. It's got a big body. I'm not joking. Pay 1 and a white, prevent all damage that be dealt to another target creature this turn by sources of a color of your choice. Pay 5 and white, prevent all damage that be dealt to target player this turn by sources of a color of your choice. Boy, this card is bad.
Yep.
And this card was, I can tell you why this card didn't see play. Mizium Mortars. Oh, wow. That's a magic card. I'm proud of you. You got one over me.
Well, because nobody remembers that there was an Avacyn in that set. Like, why would there be Avacyn in M15? Like, that makes no sense.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. dude, you have done something no one has ever done before. You pulled a magic card over me. Why? What just happened?
Yeah, blowing your mind every day, man.
Dude, you just... For those of you who know me, like, those of you who have met me, I'm a library of a plethora of magic cards that are relevant, and even some that are unrelevant. Like, irrelevant. I'm making up words now. Thanks, Alex. Thanks,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Irrelevant. And like,
I've caught you a couple times now.
But this one takes the cake because this card is actually pretty good and limited. Just reading it, like the card, 5/4 flyer for 5 with flying and vigilance. This is Sarah Angel on crack still. So we'll take this. We'll play Magic.
Yeah.
But that's ridiculous. That was good. Yeah. Why is there Avacyn in that format? We don't even know.
No. But no, there's always deep cuts like that, so I'm sure there's going to be some deep cuts in this Modern Masters.
All right. Since a deep cut, give me your deep cut now. Is that your deep cut?
No.
I was going to say, like,
my deep cut is Photo Hydra.
Photo Hydra. That's so crazy. you know what mine's going to be?
What's that?
Steam Flogger Boss.
No, it's never gonna happen.
I want it.
Said so many times that was a joke.
I don't care. It was a Future Sight joke. They still owe me a printing of this dang card. Give me the creature type Rigor. That's all I want. And some goblins. Yep. And I want to assemble some constructs. Hey man, if you pulled two of those, that was dangerous game right there. I'm just saying. That's some powerful hill giants you got going.
No, for real. What's your deep cut?
Yeah, for real, my deep cut is gonna be Mistmeadow Skulk is gonna get bumped. Is gonna get a rare bump from uncommon.
Really?
That card was stupid powerful in every format it was legal in. Like, why can't it be powerful in this one? A 1/1 rare with protection from CMC 3. I can't even remember what the card does. It was just so powerful because you stuck an enchantment on it and you blew out your opponent.
Gotcha.
What was the card? You know.
Okay, I'll even give you a second deep cut.
Okay.
Just because of Grizzlebrand, Helldozer.
Whoa. That is deep. That'd be worth playing. Like, it's that good. That's worth playing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 100% playable limited.
That's really good.
And once again, it's in Ravnica, so.
Okay. Okay. Now I gotta come up with another one, let's see here.
No chance on Avacyn.
No, this is no Avacyn. I can't even remember what the card was called. It was a mythic red black creature from Gatecrash, or Dragon's Maze. Whenever it dealt damage to a player, their life total became 1.
Master of Cruelties.
I think that could be something.
As soon as you said Red Black Mythic, I'm like, well, it's Master of Cruelties or Rakdos. And I'm pretty sure it's Master.
Yeah, it's like, it's got to be Master of Cruelties, man. That'd be some tight stuff right there. That would have to be Mythic. You can't drop that. That can't be just
no,
rare.
No.
You're gonna have three people running this room and just blowing out people. Oh, you're at 1. Oh, shock you. Game over. Or bolt, I guess, because it's Modern Masters.
I mean, let's see. The last one, a Burst Lightning. Yeah, they're kind of like burn spell, so Shock's not unreasonable.
No, not unreasonable. Actually, they might. Well, no, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't bring back Kicker. I'd be really weak.
Yeah. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if they do Magma Spray.
Ooh. Pillar Flame. I'll go there. I'll go that route with it.
Sure.
Both,
same thing.
Both cards are like same power level, but I like Pillar better because you can face somebody with it.
Yeah, but it's also Sorcery Vice Instant. But.
Yep. Definitely. But, you know, Wizards is going away from Instant, so wouldn't surprise me. That's all I'm saying.
Unless it's on a stick.
Yeah, if it's on a stick, you got it. There we go. You're just going to, oh, look, Snapcaster. Oh, gotcha. It's going to be like real silly if there's like no real playable instance in Limited and you have Snapcaster Mage. Like, that's going to be really silly.
Great. Snapcaster, it's Ambush Viper. Like,
yeah, like it's going to feel like...
Except doesn't even have Death Touch.
Yeah, it's going to feel really bad if there's like nothing playable. Like, at least like if you're going to... If they're going to print Snapcaster, which I can't see why they wouldn't. Which, I mean, the card at least has dropped in price significantly since years past. Like, it's hovering at that 50 to 70 mark, where it's been known to hit, like, 130 for just ridiculous amount of days and on end. But, yeah. The card needs a printing. Does Snapcaster Mage get rare bumped like Bob did?
Nah, I think it stays rare.
You think it stays rare? That's what I was thinking, too. Especially,
I mean, once again, it's hard to really turn on in Limited. Like, you might have one or two instants, like, you don't want to run a whole lot usually anyway.
Yeah, you just want to out-threat your opponent. I feel you there.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that one's fine. Or...
Yeah. So is there anything else you wanna talk about before we close out? We're about to hit our 1 hour mark.
No, I'm excited about Modern Masters. I'm really hyped for spoilers to start on Monday. It'll be a nice, you know, day after my RPTQ, so it'll either be great or bad. depending on what mood I'm in.
They start on Monday?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
I said that twice already.
Oh, I was half paying
the
attention.
27th, Monday.
Okay.
The day after the RPTQ.
you got me. I wasn't really paying attention to the dates, man. I just realized it's February 21st.
You got so blown away by the Avis and you forgot. It's okay.
Yeah, man. It hurts. It hurts so much that there's a... There are three Avisons, people.
Yeah.
There's one Commander players love.
It's playable.
One Standard players love. And one nobody loves.
Like, it was the Avison time forgot.
Well, that's our episode name. Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome. Nope, I'm good, man. You got anything to close out here?
Nah, man. I'm excited for Modern Masters. I'm excited for Amonkhet. I hope we see something interesting, something new, something fresh. Hopefully the Jaceous League is on the back burner a little bit more than they're already forefronting.
Speaking of Amonkhet, I hope the cat art that is spoiled is the white god, so we can just have like a white cat Jesus.
Oh my gosh. So white cat Jesus, blue bird, black gator, red hound, green snake. Got it.
Yeah, that's probably how it's going
to
go.
If God Snake adds counters to things, I'm going to quit. I'll never play Standard again.
Then you can just play Mono Snake, so it's like Noose Constrictor, Winding Constrictor, and the God.
Yeah, sure, why not?
How's that bad?
It's not. I don't want it. I don't want it.
All right, everybody. That's going to do it for us this week. Stay tuned. We're going to, well, as soon as Modern Masters spoilers officially start, we're going to be going through it even more in depth, what it means for, you know, Limited and card prices and things like that. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on our website. We post articles and videos and stuff on there from time to time. And as always, just leave us some feedback. Let us know what's going on, what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. And we'll see y'all later.
Oh, snaps.